Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We brought up the Lions and trading on draft day, how Gil Brandt, the former GM, is predicting it's going to be unprecedented movement on draft day. The Lions are expected to be a part of it with their for sale sign hanging on their number 8 pick. And people want to talk about it. We got a bunch of texts. 248-539-9797. There's this one from Nassim in Dearborn. Don't be surprised to see the Lions trade up with the New York Jets. If they trade up with the New York Jets and take Josh Allen, I will have problems. It depends what they have to give up. He's perfect for them. He's absolutely perfect for this defense.
You will have problems putting your pants on in the morning if that happens.
It depends what they have to give up. And it goes against everything I believe when it comes to draft theory.
But that's been your guy.
But that's been my guy forever. And yeah, I think he'll be a star in the NFL, and I think he'll be a star here. And I think there could be a star on the board for them at 8. But we'll get to that coming up. Let's get back to your open line calls. Ethan on a cell. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just wanted to chime in about this whole draft situation. I think what I'm more so looking for in the trade, I agree with you guys. I do want them to move the pick, and I do think they will move the pick, and I think it'll be down. But what I'm really looking for is what Bob Quinn gets in return for it, because I feel like when you're trading a top 10 pick because of how coveted draft picks are in today's NFL, you need to win that trade. I want to look at the trade that he makes to trade down and go, wow, he won that trade. We won that trade. That's more so what I'm looking for, because I think when you're talking about moving down into the 16, 17, you know, that type of range, you're dropping into a talent pool that's kind of muddied, and there's a lot of guys that could be drafted anywhere from 15 to the last pick of the first round.
I think you're making a mistake, Ethan, and the mistake is this, and that is that every draft is the same, and there's a hard and fast line of how much talent there is. I think every draft is different. If I were to pick the guys I think are going to be superstars, it goes about 5 deep.
I'm fully expecting that a team's going to be stupid here, and I think you're going to see 3 quarterbacks go before the Lions pick at 8. I fully believe that. So I think top 8 in this draft, I think there's going to be talent left on the board. I totally get that. There is different levels of talent in every single draft. I mean, just go back to last year's draft. You know, it felt like there was a lot of quarterbacks that people were looking to take, you know, in the first round and stuff like that. But I feel like we need to, or I want to look at him trading this pick. I just want to feel like we won the trade, if that makes sense. I want to look at it, and I want to feel like we got more in return than what market value, quote-unquote, was.
Okay. Now, I mean, I don't know that you're going to get that when you hang a for sale sign on your pick, but I understand where you're coming from. Generally, when you appear to be enthusiastic to make a trade, you're only driving your price down. But who knows? The one thing you said about quarterbacks could ring true. Most trades in the first round are for quarterbacks. And when those trades are made, if two of the quarterbacks go and the Lions are there at 8 and somebody's desperate, they may call. They may call, and they may feel like they absolutely have to move up with Detroit, because if they don't, you know, the Lions they know are willing to trade. So it could happen. Let's go to Kyle in Lake Orion. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Well, first, when I was on hold, I just realized that Avengers Endgame was out next Thursday night, too. I'm a little bit torn on what I'm doing next weekend.
But, understand, sure.
Yeah. So anyways, based on what the Lions are saying, not saying, and based on what they've done this offseason, I actually think they have a strong plan A and plan B. I think their plan A is to draft Dwayne Haskins and are part of the teams who are trying to lower his value and hope he falls to them. He says exactly what they want to do on offense, and I think they're set. They know that they need to move on. And then I think plan B is if they can't get him, is to trade down and target Cleveland Farrell. He's a Quinn and Patricia guy to a T. If you go back and read Quinn's comments after they drafted Jared Davis, and then read Farrell's profile, they just completely match up. He's a leader, team first guy. And then you look at him on the field, he's a really good pass rusher who's even better against the run. He controls the line, and he can play all over the line. So I think he is what they want on the defense line. And then also, did you guys know you have a commercial that says Beats Wood hands down?
I don't know what you're talking about. As far as the Cleveland Farrell thing, I haven't heard that description of him. I'm going to go back and look. I have heard it of Christian Wilkins, his teammate.
I love Christian
Wilkins. I love Christian Wilkins, too. And Christian Wilkins is a guy that seems to match up with Jared Davis. But, you know, we'll take a look. All right, Gator, here's the exercise that we are now participating in. And it comes from the NFL Network, from Chad Reuter and Lance Zierlein. And it's a perfect pair. Who are the perfect pair of players to get in the first and second round? Okay? So if everything goes your way, these would be the two guys that Detroit would walk away with.
All right.
And when they get to the Lions, their perfect pair is Montez Sweat, edge rusher, Mississippi State, and Nasir Adderley, safety from Delaware. And here's what they write. The Lions could pair Sweat with Trey Flowers to give themselves an excellent set of rush ends who also can control the edge in the run game. Adderley is a versatile safety who can play multiple positions in the secondary, which continues to be a big need area for Detroit, given his agility and physicality. Gator?
Doug?
We are now compelled to give our perfect pair. At 8:43, the realistic perfect pair. Text us right now at 97136, 8:43. Who would be the perfect player at 8 and the perfect player at 43 that make up the perfect pair? I've got a perfect pair. You've got a perfect pair. Kang, our producer, has a perfect pair. And we want yours texted to us right now at 97136. NFL Network did this exercise. Kind of fun. Who would be the perfect pair for Detroit? At the top of the draft, get those texts in. Got a lot of perfect pairs coming in. From Mark and Howe, my perfect pair, Devin White and Chris Lindstrom. Devin White, the linebacker from Michigan. Chris Lindstrom, the guard from BC.
Devin White is actually from LSU.
I'm sorry. There's two Devins, and Devin White's the LSU guy. We've decided, because Gator asked, that Devin White's going to be off the board for this, but okay. Brian Burns and Chris Lindstrom, that's from an unnamed texter. Brian Burns, the defensive end from Florida State, and Lindstrom again, guard BC. 8, Devin White, 43, DeAndre Baker. Could DeAndre Baker be there at 43?
I don't think so.
I don't either, but 8, Montez Sweat, 43, MSU corner Lane. That's from an unnamed texter. From Jim, Sweat and Lindstrom, so many second-round possibilities. Yep, that's what we were talking about during one of the commercial breaks. You made the comment that the second round's as intriguing as the first,
really,
if
intriguing.
Not more so. Guys, a perfect pair. Oliver at 8, Rock Ya-Sin in the second. That's from Mark and Fenton. Ed Oliver, defensive tackle from Houston. Rock Ya-Sin, cornerback from Temple. From Whitmer, Sweat with the 8th pick, 43rd Lane, the DB for MSU. It's from Whitmer. Well, that's not what he wrote. From an unnamed texter, Montez Sweat and Dexter Lawrence. Heavy D line there.
I don't think Dexter Lawrence would be there in the second round, do you?
No. Perfect pair. Montez Sweat and defensive tackle Jerry Tillery. He's from Notre Dame. TJ and Chase. I'm not going to butcher last names, but the tight end from Iowa and the outside linebacker from Michigan, a Kyle Van Noy type after he went to New England. So that's TJ Hockenson and Chase Winovich. Perfect pair. Montez Sweat and N'Keal Harry. Two legit playmakers. God, is that yours? Sounds like it might be yours.
So close.
All right, what do you got, Gator? What is your perfect pair?
Well, I've gone back and forth on this thing a million times, and it looked early on in the mock drafts this guy wasn't going to be there at 8. Now it seems like he's a strong possibility to be there at 8. And knowing the Lions have an opening for that position right now, and this guy is the top one in this position, I think it makes sense for them to go for it. And that's Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman from Alabama.
Wow.
He could slot in and play right guard right away. The guard center type, and he, Gilbrand has him in his top 10 players overall. In fact, he's going to miss the 9th-ranked player overall.
So does Daniel Jeremiah, who I really respect.
Yeah, so I want that makes all the sense in the world to me. If there, you got a top guard in the draft, and he's there for you at 8, take him.
Wow.
Take him. So that's my pick at 8.
Back-to-back first-round guards.
Got to build the team through the trenches. I've always thought that.
I usually agree with that. Back-to-back first-round guards makes me want to puke, probably the same way most people want to puke when I endorse TJ Hockenson.
That's fine. But, you know, what I want to do is build a football team, and I think this is how you do it.
And whether I puke or not, is it relevant?
I expect you to puke.
Yep.
Get a weak stomach. Actually, that's not true at all. The second round, this is where things get intriguing, and you could go a million different ways. And I'm still going to go back to the tried and true what I've been preaching all along, and it's N'Keal Harry, the wide receiver from Arizona State, to have him in the second round. I think this guy is going to be a future star in the league. Catches everything that's thrown to him. He's super strong. He's got good size. He's got decent speed. He's not lights out fast speed, but he makes plays after he catches the football. I like the guy a lot, and that's who I want in the second round.
Okay, so Gators' perfect pair is Jonah Williams, offensive lineman from Alabama, and N'Keal Harry, wide receiver from Arizona State. My perfect pair, and look, this is my perfect pair. Not what I think is going to happen. I don't think this is going to happen. And I asked you guys if I could do it because I didn't know whether he'd be on the board. But my perfect pair at 8 is the quarterback Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State.
Wow.
This guy, to me.
This is from the guy who still thinks Stafford can get it done.
Yep. But I think he's going to be special. I think this is, I'm as sold on this guy as a quarterback as any coming out the last few years. And for me, it has everything to do with accuracy, his football intelligence, his list of intangibles to me is long and strong. I just think Dwayne Haskins has the makeup and is going to be a great quarterback. Now, the question is whether or not he's going to be there. And I'm not going to fight you if you don't
I think there's a strong case that he can be there.
Yeah, and I would do it. I would do it because I think you're getting a special, special, really good chance to be a lead player.
And your second round pick?
Second round pick, I come back with the greatest need that this team has. And that's guard Chris Lindstrom from Boston College. And then pretty much the rest of my draft goes defense. But if you look at the depth chart right now, that position frightens me. There's no Justin Coleman that you can move to guard, where you can move Justin Coleman to corner opposite of Slay, even though they say he's going to play in the slot.
I could have been talked into not taking Williams because Lindstrom might be there in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
But something tells me that he wouldn't be there. And then if your whole plan of passing on the guard in the first round is to take the guy in the second round, and then they're both gone, you're screwed. So I don't want to be screwed. That goes into the thinking of Jonah Williams in the first round. Kang, what do you got in the first round?
The first round is not, to me, the most exciting part about this draft is going to be the second round. I think that's where all the intrigue comes in. So many possibilities there. The first round is going to be kind of boring for me, and it's whoever's the best player left available at, which was going to be someone top tier at 8 if they don't trade back. And for me, that's going to be my personal, like you said, Doug, my perfect pair is Montez Sweat. A freak of nature athletically, produced with 12.5 sacks last year, I think 10 the year before at Mississippi State. I know they already signed Trey Flowers, but to lock up another guy on the other side, a young guy who can get to the quarterback, I think you can never have too many of those guys in the NFL, especially when it's all about a passing league now. The only way to stop that is get to the quarterback, okay? Another way to stop that also, and my second round pick is defensive back, Michigan State, Justin Lane. I think he's risen up the charts and as this draft process has gone on. They definitely need a second cornerback on this team. You have Darius Slade locked down on the one side. The other side, you just don't know. They signed Justin Coleman, biggest nickelback deal in NFL history, but I think he stays in the slot, which opens up the other side. I don't trust Tease Tabor. They already let go of Nevin Lawson. Justin Lane, receiver in high school, I really trust his ball skills. Listed at 6'2", so he's probably around 6'1", but still a taller corner. They need a guy opposite Darius Slay. I'm going Justin Lane in the second round. So my two guys are Montez Sweat, also a former Spartan, and Justin Lane, former Spartan.
I can't argue with any of the three scenarios here.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably, I'll be intrigued to know what the people think, who won and who lost here between the three of us. And you can text us at 97136, which one of these you like the most and which one of these you hate the most. It's the NFL.com that did it, the perfect pair of first and second round picks. And again, recapping, Gators are Jonah Williams, offensive lineman from Alabama, and N'Keal Harry, wide receiver from Arizona State. Mine are Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State, and Chris Lindstrom, guard from BC. Ken goes Montez Sweat from Mississippi State, Justin Lane from Michigan State.
So Doug and I both go offense, offense.
I know, and I don't.
And Ken goes defense, defense. I think I know who the people are going to think won this. And I think that I know who the people think are going to lose, who lost this.
Do you care to share? Do you want to write it down, or how do you want to do this?
I think the people will love Kang's two picks.
Yeah.
Because they Montez Sweat, and I can't argue. I love Montez Sweat, too. And then getting the corner second round, Justin Lane is a really, really good cornerback. So I have no issue with that. I think the people will go with that because they want the defense. I think the people will dislike mine the most.
You think?
Taking an offensive guard with the ninth pick overall and then following it up with a receiver in the second round, I don't think they're going to like that. I think with your picks, they may not love it, but you've got all the Stafford haters. You got all the Stafford haters that'll love that pick at 8.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Joe in Canton. Hi, Joe.
Doug, I'm choosing you, and here's the reason why.
You hate Stafford.
God forbid anything bad happens to Kelly Stafford. Stafford's head may not be in for this season. His priority may be taking care of his wife and kids.
Well, his priority will be, yes.
Yeah, so I think the backup plan B, and I'm sure Matt will give him plenty of notice, is after the result. But the Haskins and the guard, you've got the quarterback of the future. You've got some depth at the guard to help protect the quarterback. You want to build the running game, which will help the new quarterback. But I think if, you know, everything goes well with Kelly Stafford, then we can focus on the defense. But if something happens, God forbid, I think your plan is going to work. And I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that, what the Lions' plan B should be in case Matt Stafford decides to take part of the season or a whole season off.
Well,
thanks, guys.
Let's hope that we don't have to get to that and that everything goes well with Kelly.
I think she's had the surgery, correct? I thought I read that this morning because they weren't sure that the Lions aren't saying anything about Matthew Stafford, whether he's going to attend the voluntary workouts at this point. And the guess is that he wouldn't because obviously he's got other priorities in order here. And yes, we all wish the best for Kelly Stafford 100%. I don't know if they'd have an idea or not.
I don't think they'd be looking to the draft. I still think they're going to draft a quarterback, but my guess is there'd be a veteran.
Is it cold-hearted at all? And I don't think it is. I think, you know, your organization, do what you got to do. But I think some people might take it that way, and I don't think it's fair.
Well,
if they were to draft a quarterback.
Look, your quarterback's wife is having brain surgery. Your concern for her well-being comes first and foremost. And his well-being for that matter. So no, I don't think it's cold. I think it's looking out, hoping that nothing possibly goes wrong, but you can't.
But there are people out there that are going to say that.
Yeah. I don't think they draft with that in mind. I think if there's any issue or if Matthew Stafford can't report till way late that they go after a veteran. And there every year, by the way, there's veterans that get released.
Well, they've got their veteran in Savage.
Yeah, I don't know that's... What did Jeff Lessen say when he reported it? Nothing to see.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.